Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast. Yes.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
So as we speak right now, there are dolphins stranded on a beach in New Jersey. And this is so heartbreaking what's happening right now. According to 6ABC, 8 dolphins are beached in a mass stranding event in CL City, New Jersey. This is just absolutely heartbreaking. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. This is just happening as we speak. It's breaking news. Look, again, like I said, I spent every summer as a kid in my entire life going to the Jersey Shore. I never saw whales washed up on the beach. I've never seen dolphins beach themselves. I've never seen 8 dolphins beach themselves. This is a mass stranding event. Look at the left is always talking about mass shootings. This is a mass dolphin event right now going on the beach right now as we speak in New Jersey. You know what this is about. This is about the gigantic wind turbines. This is because of the sonar that's being done, used to figure out where to put them. And it's causing the whales and the dolphins to lose their minds. And they are beaching themselves, and they are going at boats. They're getting caught in propellers, because that's what happens when you force them to mess with their own defense mechanisms, which cause them to flee sonar. That's what's happening right now. This is an outrage. And in a sane world, a conservative talk show host in Philadelphia would not be discussing this right now. The left would. Environmentalists would. But they don't care, and this is not a sane world, because they care about windmills, wind turbines. That's all they care about. Wind turbines taller than the Eiffel Tower, hundreds, thousands of them, up and down the coast of the Jersey Shore. That's all they give a damn about. They don't care about dead whales and dead dolphins. This is heartbreaking what's happening right now. And if you have a heart, if you have a soul, you should be absolutely mortified by this. But the left doesn't care, because they are all in on this global warming propaganda and this hoax, and that's all they care about. 8 dolphins become stranded on a beach in CL City, New Jersey. A number of you have sent this to me, and thank you for that. I appreciate it. It's just absolutely amazing what's happening. So the other day, Congressman Jeff Van Drew had a town hall meeting on the subject, and a lot of people came out and spoke overwhelmingly against the wind turbine project. We're going to get Congressman Van Drew back on the show, hopefully tomorrow. We'll talk to him about this, possibly Friday for our Travis Manning Foundation Radiothon. But either way, this is what we need to do to push back on this. It's just absolutely outrageous. Latest on the Trump possible indictment. According to a source, a grand jury is about to hear from another witness. So there's not going to be an indictment today. There probably won't be an indictment this week. If anything, it could potentially be next week. And officials are meeting to discuss the logistics of a potential Trump arrest. Meanwhile, in, you know, the world of politics, everybody's looking back and thinking to themselves, why is no one listening to Chris Rock? Chris Rock had it right. Chris Rock had it right. You know, I tell you what, his new stand-up special was fantastic. I thought it was great. And I loved it. I enjoyed it very much. There was like one part of it that I thought was a little bit dull, maybe, but other than that, it was great. The entire show was great. But Chris Rock came out last night at an event in Washington, D.C., with Nancy Pelosi in the audience. Nancy Pelosi in the audience. And the comedian warned U.S. lawmakers that arresting former President Trump would only make him more popular. He made the comments while in Washington, D.C. for an event honoring Adam Sandler. He began poking fun at the well-connected Capitol crowd, which included former Speaker Nancy Pelosi and members of President Biden's administration. He said, "Are you guys really going to arrest Trump? Do you know this is only going to make him more popular? It's like arresting Tupac. He's just going to sell more records. Are you stupid?" he said as the audience laughed. He then went on to riff on the circumstances of Trump's potential indictment, which arose from his relationship with adult film star Stormy Daniels. He said, "So Trump's effing a porn star and paid off someone so his wife couldn't find out. That's romantic," Chris Rock said. "We've all been cheated on. Don't you wish that the person that cheated on you paid off somebody so you wouldn't find out?" I mean, it's funny, but it's also true, the part about at least making Trump more popular. He's exactly right about this. Chris Rock is exactly right about this. But there's a lot of pressure growing on the district attorney, Alvin Bragg of New York, about this for a couple of reasons. Democrats are starting to wake up to the fact that, yes, Chris Rock is right. This is, in fact, going to make Trump more popular, number one. Number two, they're realizing that if once again they go after him, if they can't win this case, an indictment, a perp walk, a mugshot, it's all meaningless if he wins. And it's looking like he's probably going to win. Because the star witness to the prosecution is a disgraced former lawyer scumbag named Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen is the worst of the worst. He really is. The worst of the worst. There's no one worse than him. I mean, in terms of being lawyers, anyway. He's an absolute disgrace. And if he is the guy who is, in fact, the star witness, all I got news for you. The prosecution has some real problems. That's the reality of the situation. So everybody knows that if you bring Michael Cohen out and you have him testify, the minute that he comes out and says, "Trump made me do this," if you can play the audio of him saying that Trump often did not make him do things that he just did because he thought it was the right thing to do, well, then the man's got problems. And that's the reality. So the pressure that's building on Alvin Bragg right now is not just from Republicans, it's Democrats too. They're very worried that all of this is going to play directly into Trump's hands. Directly into Trump's hands. And then if you do this, you are just going to empower him, embolden him, and make him even stronger. And they're right, because that's exactly what will happen. Listen, you know as well as I do, Chris Rock is funny because humor is very often, and for good humor anyway, is based in truth. It's based in truth. If it's not true, it's not funny. If it's not funny, it's not true. It's usually kind of how that goes. And what Chris Rock is saying is true because Trump has been a guy who's been able to, in his life, capitalize on this. Not everybody can. Many politicians, Rob Blagojevich comes to mind. This guy was arrested, or also the governor of Maryland at one point. They get arrested and they just go down. They don't turn it around and fight back and say, "I'm a target. This is a witch hunt," and then grow their popularity on this. But I heard Trump make a statement. He said, "You know what? Whether it is the Unselect Committee on Russia investigations, the Georgia phone call, which was perfect because they're also investigating him in Georgia, or the two impeachments, they will not stop trying to come after me." And I thought, you know what? That's a great statement. It's true. It is true. They will never stop coming after him. But unlike other politicians who might crumble under the pressure of that, Trump knows how to spin that to his advantage. Trump knows how to capitalize on that and make everybody understand how he is, in fact, a victim in all this. Whether he is or he isn't is irrelevant. He's able to spin it that way, and that's why he's so effective. Now, I don't like his attacks on DeSantis. I really don't. I think that he's making a mistake doing it. I really do. If I were with him in his inner circle, I would say, lay off the guy, man. Lay off the guy. It seems like you're afraid of him. Truly. I know that there's a tendency to think that everything Trump does is right, but you have to remember something, and I've worked with the guy. He does listen to advisors. I think he's getting bad advice right now. I think whoever is telling him to keep attacking Ron DeSantis is making a mistake. He's not Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush may have endorsed Ron DeSantis, but DeSantis is not Jeb Bush. He's not any of the other guys who were on the stage with him in 2016. And it's looking a little bit desperate at this point, and I think he should just back off. Especially, too, because Ron DeSantis holds the keys to Trump's freedom. He does. There's a statute under Florida law governing extradition. I read it. I read it yesterday out of curiosity because, again, as everybody is pontificating on the radio and TV, acting like they know what they're talking about, you trust me to actually do my homework and not just shoot from the hip and talk about executing former Obama officials or calling the National Guard to surround Mar-a-Lago. You trust me to figure out the facts and to be sober-minded about this and to use good judgment. I hope it's why you're here. I hope it's why you have put us now over very, very close to a million downloads for the podcast. Thank you for that. Well, under the Florida statute governing extradition, the governor has enormous powers. He doesn't have to send the National Guard in. What he has to do is say, okay, got your extradition request. Going to review it. Going to investigate it. Going to have the Attorney General of Florida look into it. My guy, by the way. And see if we think this is real. And then we'll make a determination whether or not we're going to comply with the extradition request. See, I think Trump right now is very afraid of DeSantis doing those things, which is why he keeps attacking him. Just stay with me for a second here. If you're Trump and you're running and DeSantis is running and DeSantis is the governor of Florida and he's the guy who stops you from being extradited to New York State under Florida statute, who does that benefit? Trump or DeSantis? Remember, Trump is facing a charge in New York State that is really a misdemeanor, that the prosecutor is trying to, no pun intended, trump up to a felony. But it's not a felony. It's a misdemeanor. The evidence is flimsy. It's 7 years old. It was a case the feds decided not to prosecute. They declined to prosecute because they didn't have the evidence. The star witness, Michael Cohen, is damaged goods. Trump's going to beat this rap. But what he can't beat is if Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, comes out and says, I'm not turning him over. I've reviewed the evidence. We did an investigation, which could last 6 months, a year, could last as long as it wants. There's no timeline under Florida statute, as long as he wants. And then makes a determination, comes out and gives a speech and goes, you know what? Alvin Bragg is a woke district attorney. This is a guy who more than 50% of the time downgraded felonies to misdemeanors. This is a guy who's allowing criminals to roam free on the streets of New York. New York is a hellhole. I am not going to send one of my residents, Donald J. Trump, back to New York to face this political witch hunt. I'm declining the extradition request. There's nothing New York State can do about it. Nothing. An extradition agreement is like anything else. It's an agreement. And if the law allows the governor to decline extradition, that's all you got to do. That's it, period. You don't have to send in the National Guard. New York State's not going to send in the New York National Guard to go get Donald Trump. It's not how it works. It's not how it works. New York does not have the ability to cross state lines to arrest somebody unless the state allows them to do so. Extradition is a treaty. It's an agreement. It's a legally binding agreement between municipalities. Now, let's face it, a political jurisdiction, whether it's a town, like, for example, I'll give an example. Does your town have a police department that patrols another part of your town that's from another town? Like, you know, you got two towns that border each other and they kind of both cross into each other's towns and arrest people. And that's an agreement that they make. And they do that for indemnity purposes and everything else. Because let's say a cop from Sinaminson, New Jersey crosses into Morristown and arrests somebody, and then that person sues the town. Well, they can sue both towns, and so you have to have all these agreements in place. It's very important. Extradition is no different. States enter into extradition agreements with other states for these very same purposes. But New York doesn't have, New York is not the federal government. It doesn't have the ability to cross state lines. If New York officials tried to enter Florida to arrest an official, they could be arrested by Florida officials for kidnapping. Can't just do that. It's not how this works. So under Florida law, every state's different. Every state governs their extradition differently. The governor has all the power. He can say yes, he can say no. He can do an investigation. He doesn't have to do an investigation. It's up to him. The one thing Trump does not want is for Ron DeSantis to come out in front of the Florida State House and say, I've reviewed the evidence. I am not going to comply with this extradition request. Because number one, MAGA world, as they say, has been beating the hell out of Ron DeSantis for days. I think unnecessarily, by the way. I don't get it. There's nothing Ron DeSantis can do yet. But they've been killing him. Even people didn't like his statement yesterday, killing him over it. Oh, it's weak. He should have said something stronger. But I think he's playing the long game. And I would not be surprised if that's what he does. And then suddenly people that are Trump supporters go, oh, wow, DeSantis is stopping him from being extradited. That's pretty impressive. Or maybe not. Maybe they don't. Who knows, right? But I'll tell you who doesn't want that to happen. Trump. Because he doesn't want DeSantis then to get all the credit and to get all the attention. And now suddenly the story becomes him declining an extradition request from New York State. Again, there's nothing New York can do about it. Nothing. All this talk of send in the National Guard to shut down Florida. New York cannot kidnap a citizen of Florida. It's not how this works. A resident of Florida is protected by Florida laws. New York's laws do not extend to the state of Florida. There's nothing they can do about it. If the law in that state gives the governor the right to say no, that's it. That's how it works. So I actually think all of Trump's attacks on DeSantis are to make DeSantis mad so he doesn't do those things. My theory. And ultimately, if I were advising Trump, what I would say to him is go and face the music. You'll beat the rap, but this is an opportunity to give yourself all the attention here and stand up there and make a press conference, have a press conference outside the courthouse and say, Alvin Bragg is a district attorney who does not care about keeping the people of New York safe. But on behalf of all the Americans who have been unfairly targeted by our Justice Department, by the woke prosecutors who allow criminals to roam free, whether you are a Catholic pro-lifer or you are a mom who attends school board meetings, I came today on your behalf so that I can make it very clear that this overzealous prosecution has to stop. And if I'm president, it will. And I will have the United States Justice Department investigate any prosecutor who uses their office for political purposes or declines to enforce the law under the United States Civil Rights Code. That's what I would do. But the one thing I would be very afraid of if I were sitting around Mar-a-Lago right now is DeSantis stealing my thunder by declining the extradition request to New York State. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. It's Monday. I'm so glad you're here. We got a lot to talk about today, as you can imagine. So don't go away.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.